Praise God, I'm Pastor Mark Chope, and it's another week of revival today. I pray that you're blessed by this message. Turn to somebody and say, stop fainting and see the goodness. The message that God placed in my heart, it's something that he has really placed in my spirit, because he has showed me in my spirit that the people of God are fainting and falling out. And he's saying that I've done so many things already that you need to recognize. Because he wants us to be good soldiers and ready to fight a battle of faith. So the first scripture that I have for you is, turn with me to Psalms 34:8. It says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusts him. Now, in that scripture, it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, but it doesn't stop there. It says, blessed is a man that what? Trust him. So God began to put in my spirit is that our spiritual struggle has more to do with our trust in God. And reason why growth is not coming is because we really have not learned how to trust the Lord with all our heart and not even lean to your own understanding. So that means you got to disregard what you understand. So God began to press upon me and began to show me that when Jesus had gone away to prepare a place, he had made it clear to his disciples that I'm going away, but I leave with you a comforter. Now, I'm going to ask you a question right now. Raise your hand. How many here have the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand. Raise them high. I can't see them high enough. Raise them like you mean it. Amen. Praise God. Now, some would say, why do I need the Holy Ghost? What does it have to do with anything? And that's what I'm going to break down this morning. Because what it is that, church, I don't want you to be religious people. I want you to be children of faith that know how to get where you're trying to go. We cannot get to where God is at if we don't have the Holy Ghost in our life. You say, whoa, 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 what do you mean, Pastor? So I got some scriptures for you. First of all, Jesus began to say to his disciples, first of all, these disciples were with Christ throughout a lot of things. And now Jesus was ready to go away. But before he left, he said, listen, I'm going to leave you a comforter. Now, everyone tries to identify with the comforter, but we don't really understand the purpose and the process that we go through when you're walking with the comforter in your life. So the scripture says in the next verse that I have in John 14:18, it says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You see, so Jesus began to say to the disciples, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, you got to remember, number one thing is when Jesus went away, he said, I'm going to prepare a place. And then he said, but you have to be ready when I come back. Now, this is why we're in church today. One reason is to serve him. Another reason to have body purpose so that we can move as one body, do a greater work in the land. Now, the thing is, though, your purpose and your process of salvation is to get to back to the Savior. Now, too many times we have lost that and we begun to live our life as if we don't need him that way. And so now we go through a religious practice rather than a spiritual growth movement. So the next scripture is going to go into what the comforter is. Because I want to break down having the Holy Ghost in your life. The Holy Ghost in your life is not this. I got the Holy Ghost. No, the Bible says this is what the Holy Ghost's job is. It says here, it says in John 14:26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. That's where that showed up. Some people say to you, you don't need the Holy Ghost. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, a lot of us say, I went to church Sunday morning and I forgot everything. If I ask you, what did I preach last week? Everyone would be like, So Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to give you the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. So those that didn't raise your hand, you got to understand, we need the Holy Ghost. And those that say they have the Holy Ghost, that means you have to listen and allow him to lead and guide you so you can get where you're trying to go. But as we go through our life and go through this process called life, the word says that he gave it that you may have it more abundantly. So I want you to understand that stop fainting in the midst of your stuff and learn to be blessed. Now, the way to see a blessing is to know that you have some blessings. You cannot see your blessing if you keep on looking at your problems. And so what God is trying to get the body to see is that not only do you live here and now, but he said, I'm blessing you as you go and come. So when he said, I have the give you the Holy Ghost, he said, he shall teach you. So that means the Holy Ghost is separate from him. So what does that mean? It says the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they all have a role in your life. So what we try to do is we try to get one without the other, but the Bible says you can't get to the Father without the Son. It's like, you ever see somebody that's trying to do a business deal and they got this big corporate account and you represent them and you're trying to get that deal and you were sent by your company. And your company sent you to go talk to the boss of another company that's going to make the decision to hire your company, which is a multi-million or billion-dollar deal. And you happen to show up, and you go into his office, and maybe his child's sitting there. Maybe he has him with him today. Would you go into that office, and he says, I want you to meet my daughter, my son, and say, Would you do that? You'd say, oh, nice to meet you. How you doing? Even if they're 6 years old, you'd be like, how you doing? They might be grabbing your leg. They'd be like, yeah. You're like, oh, how you doing, little kid? Hey. You'd be smiling still. Hey, he's a good kid. He's trying to grab your wig. But you would put on a smile because you want that deal. You want to get to the prize. So you have an understanding that you're going representing the business that sent you there to get that contract at all cost. And we don't understand that our relationship with God has to be with all cost. Don't knowing that we have a battle that we're going to be in. And that's why Jesus said, I sent a comforter with you so that he would teach you all things. So what are you missing out on? What do you need information about? But the thing is, he don't teach you how to act up. He teaches you how to live right. Too many times we take on our spiritual cloth and our clothes and we dress up and try to look nice when we come into the house of God. But guess what? God is checking out your heart, so he's reading that tablet. So he says to us, I want you to know, I got the Holy Ghost. You have to get it. So many times we say, who wants the Holy Ghost? People are like, I don't want the Holy Ghost. I just want Jesus. But like I said, you can't get to the Father unless you go to the Son. So you can't dismiss Jesus. So if you want that deal, you better treat Jesus right to get to the Father. Now, in the scripture here, it says the Holy Ghost. You can't disregard the Holy Ghost. Some of us want to disregard the Holy Ghost. You know why we want to do that? Because we don't want to act right. We don't want to change. We kind of want to be religious so people around us will receive us and would, you know, look good, and it will be good when you die. So when you're in your casket, they say, they were a good person. They're definitely going to heaven. How do you know? This is real church. So he says, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So what has he said to you? When you got saved, he had given you your purpose. He had showed you a vision. And guess what? The enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Take away what God has for you. But the devil is what they call, the word says, he is a deceiver. So he's going to try to con you out of your relationship with God so you don't believe him anymore, so that you don't get up on Sunday morning, so that you don't go to Bible study, so that you don't have a personal relationship. That's what he do. Turn with me to Psalms 27, 12 and 14. This is a prayer of David. He said, "Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witness have risen against me." Now, the Bible says that the devil is the accuser. So whenever you want to see the devil, the spirit of the devil, it's that person. You ever go and you're always being accused by someone? That's what the devil do. And so many times we're dismissing our blessings, or we're dismissing what God said. He said, stop fainting. Stop falling out. I was watching Wild Kingdom one day, or one of them shows, Animal Planet. And they showed these goats, and they called them some kind of fainting goats. And I forget what they call them, but do you know these goats? When they sit there, if they hear anything weird, they go. And so he did something to make a noise, and every goat in the yard fell out. When it says in the word, stop fainting, that's what we're doing. We're falling out all the time. Now, I'm not talking about when the Spirit hits you and someone anoints you, this and that. I'm talking about we in problems. Instead, the enemy see you coming, you go, up. So when he said, stop fainting and see the goodness, the foundation of what God has given you, we have to count our blessings. But we're not in the blessing counting business anymore, because we think that doesn't matter anymore. But it says you overcome by the word of your testimony. So tell somebody about what God has done for you. And don't be ashamed about it. Give God some praise. So do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, and false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breatheth of violence. Okay, and the next verse says in 13, it says, I would have lost heart, check this out, unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is what David said. If I had not seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, I would have fainted. See, so guess what? That matters. That's why the enemy wants you to not see your blessings and not see what God has done for you and look at what has happened to you. Because if he can get you to look at that, guess what? You'll sit down, you'll walk away, you'll disappear, you'll get out of the way. And God is saying, no, we are on a fight, and our job is to line up with the will of God. Now, the Holy Spirit is supposed to what? Tell me what it's supposed to do. Lead and guide you and teach you to all truth. So that's why we need the Holy Ghost. We don't need the Holy Ghost to do this and then practice it next week. I got a new one. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Some of us are always doing something that has nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to ask you, when was the last time the Holy Ghost led you or brought you through something? And then actually now you got a real praise, because it's not a performance, but now it's about giving God the glory in the midst of your battle. And then when you have that kind of praise, guess what? They can't sit you down. They can't get you to sit down, because now you've been through some things, and instead of you fainting and falling out, you get up and praise the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. See, so he said, David said, if I had not seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, I would have fainted. So it said in the next verse, 14, wait on the Lord. Turn to somebody and say, wait. He is saying, I know you have gone through something, but be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. So wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Give God some praise. See, I want you to know that we have to understand that even when you are in the pit, when you are in your pit, you're at the lowest point of your life. Don't you know we got to learn how to praise him in our pit? Because guess what? I know it's dark where you're at, but when you can see the light, which is Jesus is the light, guess what? You're going to be led back to him. That means you're going to be delivered. So when the Spirit, when the Word says we need the Holy Ghost, that's why instead of fainting, listen to the Holy Ghost. Let the Lord speak to you through the Holy Ghost and lead and guide you. Amen, amen. So praise God on that. And the next verse I have for you is 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. It says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy. See, so he is about mercy and the God of all comfort. Say all comfort. See, he's a God of comfort. So why would he be concerned about your comfort here on earth if all you're supposed to do is go to heaven? So when he said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly, what's the quality of your life right now? And you say, well, Pastor, I'm going through this and that. It's just hard all the time. And I ask you, have you received the Holy Ghost? You're like, well, what is that? I heard about it. I don't want it because I'm not getting up flying across the room. I'm not doing that. So if that's what it's going to do to me, I'm not getting it. But we don't understand what the Holy Ghost is supposed to do. And it's supposed to lead and guide you. It said, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Turn to someone and say, all our tribulation. That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. But the comforter wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. See, so what happens is you're able to help someone else because of the comforter that's in you. So that's what it's all about. So I need you to understand why it's important to have the Holy Ghost. Now, when you have the gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, guess what it gives you? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude. What is fortitude? The ability to stand up against some things. It's time to stop fainting. So how do you stop fainting? When you have the Holy Ghost, it's going to give you strength and ability to stand up and fight back. I remember back in the day, they used to have an old song that said, God don't like no, don't want no coward soldiers. There's a God don't want no coward soldiers. Everybody be chanting, shouting, don't want no coward soldiers. I need you to know that you have to have more than a song. And so if you don't have the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. So I want to get you back into this understanding. Let's get to your blessings. So it gives you comfort and fear of the Lord. Let's go on to the next scripture, Deuteronomy. And we put the scriptures up here so you have it, but those of you that have your Bibles, you know, you can go and look and make sure it's in the Word of God. Some of this is King James, some is NIV. I want to make sure you understand the Word. All right? It says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all the commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now, it doesn't say that you will get there if you don't be diligent in the things of God. And so those of you that want to be set up on high, we have to be diligent in something. So what does that mean, diligent? It means you got to be what? Consistent. We're not consistent. You're here 1 week, you're not here the next week, you're here the next week. And I need you to know that, guess what? God is working on your problem. He has your back. But you have to have his back too. And what I mean by that is that the Bible says God is a jealous God. Now, if you get upset with your boyfriend, your fiance, your best friend for not being here on time, and you always late, or if, you know, God says, I want you to do this, and you always walking out. See, God is trying to change our character, church. Not just the character of how we present ourselves in the house of God, but he's trying to change your life, make it better. We don't have all the answers. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. So he'll lead and guide you, but you know what's leading and guiding us right now? Our feelings and our attitude. Who is it that hurt you? Who is it that talked against you? I don't go there no more because somebody said something about me. So if I'm the devil, that's the game I'm playing with you. Every time you show up somewhere, I'm going to make sure someone get in your face. Because that's what he does. He's a deceiver. So we have to stop wearing our feelings on our sleeve and listen to the Holy Ghost and give it. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide you to all truth. Now think of it like this. You have a GPS. You bought that GPS for $400. And now all of a sudden you put the address in there that you want to go. He didn't, you know, you said you want to go there. And now the GPS is leading you and you decide, I'm not going that way. Well, how many of you ever had your GPS and you know the way and it's sending you another way? Raise your hand. I've been there. But then when I went the way I knew, I already knew, guess what? There was full of traffic. I know I want there to be a laugh button on the GPS that just laughs at you. See, you should have listened to me. We need a laugh. You see, if the GPS talked back to you, you'll know. Say, listen, if you go that way, guess what? There's a roadblock. Sometimes we know some things, but God is trying to lead you. And that means you're going where he takes you, not where you decide to go or how you decide to get there. When you say, God, I want you to lead me, guess what? He's going to leave you around things. He's going to take you through things. He's going to bring you over things. But guess what? When he's done with you, you're going to be blessed and you're going to get where you're trying to go spiritually. So if you want to grow spiritually, you don't want to be in a church to be in a church. No, you want to see God improve your life, improve who you are, give grace and strength to your family. Guess what? Right now here on earth, I don't want you to be dead in the casket and then we say good things about you. No, right now your life is supposed to be good. Give God some praise. People are not talking and preaching these things. You know why? Because if we talk about doing the things of God and keeping his commandments, then that means people got to change. Nobody wants to change the clothes they come in on. Think of it like this. If you are invited to something very important, you don't just come the way you are. If you go into a wedding, you know the purpose, so you get ready for that occasion. Is that right? Why is it we come to God, and I preach a message that you can come as you are, but you're going to leave changed. Meaning this is that if you know that your life purpose is to see the king, you want to line up with the will of God for your life, guess what? He's going to change stuff. So why are you trying to find a church that's going to agree with your mess? Guess what? I don't care what anyone say to me. The Bible says that I'm supposed to watch for your soul. That means I got to give you a word of truth. Doesn't mean that everything we do is right. But when you want to go where God is trying to take you, you got to stop looking at somebody that found another way around it. And let the Holy Ghost lead you. Because guess what? When you go before God, you want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. See, so he is going to lead you so that you can bless others. And the second verse it says, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Say it, overtake thee. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. See, that's where it happens. So you say, Pastor, I'm not blessed. Things are happening, and we ain't listening. But he said, if you hearken, that means you got to listen. And see, this is where God is taking us right now. I don't want to just be a survivor. I want to be an overcomer. And then I want to be a deliverer. What does a deliverer mean? I want to go get someone else and get them out. But what we don't understand, God is trying to bless your household, your family, your kids, every other generation. And guess what? It starts with you. Don't look at the preacher and say, well, he ain't doing what he needs to be doing. Guess what? The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I can't stand before you perfect and never done anything wrong. But guess what? Paul said, I die daily. So we got to know how to go to our knees and say, Lord, I want to be real with you. Lord, I have a problem in this area. Lord, I need you to deliver me. I can't do it on my own, but I need the Holy Ghost to lead me through it. So when someone looks at your life and talk about you, guess what? That's called the adversary. But guess what? He said, you're not supposed to turn and run and get out of what you're doing. No, you strengthen yourself up, puff yourself up, get a little backbone and say, okay, let's go. Let's get the jabbing. So the next time, I remember when I was young, my rule was this, you might beat me, but I'm going to hurt you. You see what I'm saying? When you're smaller, people like to ride up on you. When you're the big guy, they're like, oh, he's big, he's strong, don't mess with him. Guess what? I was the one to don't mess with. Because guess what? I had to fight. But I want you to know it also made me a fighting soldier in the things of God. So when people say, you're a loser, God said, no, you ain't. And you know, so I didn't just settle for where somebody placed me. Somebody is trying to place you in a position that you don't belong in. God said, I'm going to promote you. I'm going to move you. I'm going to bless you anyway. And that's why I said, well, anyway you bless me, I'll be satisfied. That's why you got to count your blessings and stop always counting the curses and the hurts and the pain. Yes, he knows about that. But how about the blessings? How many of you have been blessed? You woke up this morning, you're walking, you're able to see, you're in your right mind. That's a blessing. Go to the hospital where they can't walk, where somebody can't talk. You are blessed. So don't wait till the battle over. Start shouting now. Hallelujah. 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 Give God some praise. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. It said, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So you want to be blessed? Listen to the voice of God. Now, what's happened today? You ever go where everyone's hearing a voice? Everybody's hearing a voice? You can tell when someone's really hearing the voice of God. You know why? Because the voice of God do not compromise with the flesh. Uh-oh. You have somebody prophesy to you. You don't listen. You don't believe what they're saying. They get an attitude. Uh-oh. That don't line up with the God. I know. Well, where every week they're prophesying to you, uh-oh, that's called control. Why you prophesy every week? Why don't I get to prophesy 1 week? Why every week you hear from the Lord? And you see what I'm saying? We got to know God gives us leaders like Moses. He led them out. He was a deliverer. Sometimes God is going to place you in a body. You need to learn how to listen. You need to learn how to follow, do something together. Why does God want us to do something together? It's because we become greater. We're in this community today, and we said we're going to build a $4.5 million facility so to be a blessed community. We want to bless and build buildings and businesses among us instead of you going to the banks and getting robbed hand over fist. We need to bless one another. So in the house is where your blessing's at. So what we need to do is get on the same team and see God do some real things. Amen. See, and this generation needs to see the mighty moving of God. These kids need to see it. They want to see something different. It's not the sports that we're giving them. That's not enough. I have cousins and nephews that we all been in sports. We're very competitive. But guess what? When they got older, guess what? When the sports are done, guess what? You got to pay your bills. Like, oh, you were a champion. Yeah, that's nice. I remember when I graduated high school, I could go to a mall and everyone knew my name. Chode, what's up? Chode, what's up? Every corner you go, Chode. I'm like, now I go to the mall and they kick me over to the side and run. Who are you? You know you've been there. Okay, let's go to 2. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord. 3, it says, blessed shall thy be in the city, and blessed shall thy be in the field. Blessed shall thy, now this is what I want you to get right here. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy what? And what? The increase of your what? And then what? In the what? Flock? Now the thing is the fruit of thy body. What is the fruit of thy body? Your children. A lot of times we can't bless our children. We won't even get them up on Sunday morning to go to church. You say, well, now they're older. They can do what they... No. And guess why? We're trying to... You know when God talked to to Noah, and he built the ark and it was there, he said, I want you to go and get your family and bring them in, even the ones that didn't believe. See, guess what? The event happened, but it was for those that got in it. If you didn't get in the ark, guess what? You were overtaken too. So God told him to go get his family, make them come in. Now, if you want to be that old disobedient child, say, I ain't listening, I'm not doing what I want. Guess what? That child doesn't even learn how to survive in life. Because guess what? When you learn to be disobedient, that becomes your nature. So now when you get the job and you don't like the job, guess what you do? You just leave the job. See, because you're practicing that. So God is about blessing us. So when he says, I'm going to give you the comfort to lead and guide you, we keep on thinking about he's leading and guiding you to different churches all over town. And that's a mess. God don't play that game. Like that's the little thing said, homie, don't play that. God don't play that. What we need to know is that our family, our children, are only going to be blessed when you're consistent in something. When you always jumping to and fro trying to find the next party, that's what you do. You bring that same spirit from the world. Remember when you were in the world, you call and say, where's the next party at? And you try to find where it's at and you show up there. Oh, where's the next party at? Guess what? You show up here. But guess what? You're not getting closer to God when you jump in to and fro. And now your children are watching you, and they say, Mom and Dad, just playing a game. I don't want that. When I get older, I don't want it. Because that's what they see. They just see that. That's the image of the body of God. But I want you to know, how many, if you want to be blessed, he says, hearken unto the voice of the Lord. And do what he say. And then what it is that when you do what he say, when he says change some things in your life that you don't agree with, just do it. I trust me. I believe me. You know how many people we're dealing with right now that are in situations in their life? I want you to get ready to stand. You can stand at this time. And it says here, it said, blessed shall be thy basket in thy store. Blessed shall be when thou cometh, and blessed shall be when thou goeth out. See how you're blessed when you come and go now? It says, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten, because be smitten before thy face. See, you see that? So they're going to come at you, and they're going to try to do stuff against you, but you're going to be blessed. So, and then the last part says, they shall come out against thee one way, and they will flee before thee 7 ways. There's a scripture as I get ready to go. It says in John 14, some of us have hearts that are broken down and out, been burdened. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. believe also in me. See, so you see how he said that? You believe in God, but you have to believe in me. So he says, you got to believe in God, but also believe in me. You see that? That Jesus said that. So when you say, I don't believe in Jesus, but I believe in God, you're in a mess. And it says in the second verse, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. So he said, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Turn to somebody and say, he's going to come again. See, so if you're blessed, it's because you're counting your blessings. When you're not blessed, it's because you're only looking at your problem. See, so I need you to get ready, church, and get into your blessings. How many want to get into your blessings? So when you look at your children, just say blessed. When you look at your job, say blessed. When you look at your mind and you say it's blessed. When you look at your health, say I'm blessed. I'm blessed. See, so you got to count your blessings. So when it said count your blessings, can we do that? Now get that out of your spirit. Stop complaining. Stop being in your situation and looking at your problems. Count your blessings and you shall be blessed.
Praise God. I know you were blessed by this message today. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Let God continue to bless you. I'm praying that you come visit us at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Service time is at 10 a.m. Also, there's many online that want to bless this ministry. So send a check to 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Make it out to House of Praise, NEP. Bless you. I hope to see you again. Come see us very soon. Bless you.